we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the program that combines all the fun of the fair with all the annoyance of having to pay to get in. So, while our scorer is sharpening her pen, let me introduce the two teams. Let me introduce the two teams who are Timbrook Taylor and making a first appearance on the program, Denise Coffey. And Graham Gardner and Barry Cryer. And we go straight into the first game for which our teams have been hand-picked. This is the one called Straight Face, and in this round the aim is not to amuse the audience. Each panelist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. The remaining three continue the game in rotation until only one survives, and for that one I award a large number of points. Now, who shall we start with? We'll start this one with Barry Cryer.
Small holding.
Well, that we'll count that as a trial run, because obviously the audience is extremely nervous. Now, Barry, you can start again.
Plinth.
Table.
Contrapuntal.
Well, now, that's... I'm afraid...
Every time you do that.
Oh. With that hilarious word, Graham, I'm afraid that rules you out.
They only last out of malice.
You continue now, and we have to bypass Graham from now on.
Cork.
Truss.
Well, I'll put that down as a titter. Yes, you'll survive that. It wasn't what you might call a belly laugh, was it? Denise?
Hat.
Tim?
Glass.
Gazebo.
Now, that was a belly laugh.
Oh.
Your team hasn't done very well so far. You're both out. Anyway, as this is an individual game, let's go on now, and it's between Denise and Tim, in that order.
They're conniving with each other.
We're just good friends, aren't
we? Yes, there was a gap in the programme. We filled it.
Right, Denise.
Chrysanthemum.
Saucer.
Oh, sorry, that was me.
Certificate.
Budgerigar.
Egg.
Goat.
Microphone.
Nicholas Parsons. I committed suicide.
He's not a word. Well, he is, but I mean...
That's not how you spell it.
Not what we say.
Right, well, that's
a euphemism.
The answer from Timbrook Taylor there means that Denise wins the first round. And according to the rules that I read out at the beginning of the game, she wins a large number of points. Now, here's where I tell the teams in advance that they're going to be asked at the end of the program to announce the late arrivals at the Gourmet's Ball. At the Gourmet's Ball.
That's food for thought.
Okay, we go on now to the game, which is called Good News, Bad News. One team announces some good news, the other team then announces the bad news. We go back to the first team who announced the good news, over to the other team who announced it, and so on, as you all probably know. We're going to start with you, Tim, to announce the good news.
Good news. Willie Rushton isn't here this week.
Bad news, Denise Coffey is.
But the good news is I'm getting paid for it.
What? The bad news is you're not getting paid as much as Willie Rushton.
Good news is you're not getting paid as much as us either.
Bad news, BBC are paying in kind.
The good news is my Patrick Mower is waiting outside.
The bad news is he's brought his telescope.
Good news, I'm being paid in Joan Bakewell's.
Bad news is I'm being paid in Willie Rushton's.
The good news is Willie Rushton isn't here this week.
Close that old circle. Yeah.
And that puts an evil street ahead, but still we'll carry on. Barry, will you announce the good news?
The good news is Margaret Thatcher's going to resign.
The bad news is she's going to resign herself to being Prime Minister for the next 5 years.
She's unstoppable. Anyway, Denise, as you're so far ahead, let's see if we can get you to lose a few points. Will you start with the good news?
The good news is the Americans have landed on Mars.
The bad news is Mars was still in them. Not Mars. Was in them.
Good news is she quite enjoyed it.
The bad news is her sea of tranquility will never be the same again.
The good news is the Russians are sending up a probe.
The bad news is we can't go any further with this.
The good news is the Russians can.
And the bad news is that Barry Cryer was disqualified there for speaking out of turn. Let's revert to the normal order now, if we may, with you, Barry, if you'll start, please, with the good news.
The good news have you heard the one about the two Irishmen?
The bad news is, no, I haven't.
The good news is, he's not going to tell it anyway.
Bad news is, oh, yes, he is.
Good news is, oh, yes, I am.
Bad news is, oh, yes, he is.
Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, a gentleman of taste and trumpet playing.
And that puts you ahead. So now we go on. Now we go on to the game, which is called Unsuitable Songs. I'm going to suggest the title of a song to each member of the team and ask them to sing them in an unsuitable way. And Colin Sell is on hand, of course, to accompany them at the piano. Barry Cryer, we'll start with you. I'm going to ask you to sing Maybe It's Because I'm a Londoner.
Yes. Is that it? Oh, in an unsuitable way.
If you may.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner, degenerated, that I'm all blood and chill. Oh, mother, maybe it's because I'm a Londoner, turn that light again, that I think of her wherever I go. Maybe it's been inside of me, just fucking off and down to that light again. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner, that I love London. Now let your tune.
Well, judging from audience applause, 9 out of 10 for that one. Denise, I'd like you to sing Why Can't the English?
Well, you may ask.
I am.
In an unsuitable way. Let me think now. Yes.
Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? There's verbal class distinction. Now to be anti. If you spoke as I do, mate, you wouldn't say the way you do. You might be making a fortune doing silly commercials, too.
And judging from audience applause, Denise gets 9 out of 10. Now, Tim, I'd like you to sing Rule Britannia.
Carry on, Colonel.
Rule
Judging from the audience applause there, Tim gets 9 out of 10. And Graham, we go over to you. And I'd like you to sing Bright Eyes.
Delicious looking pie.
Bright eyes, burning like fire. Bright eyes, walking the world all around. How the light that burns so brightly suddenly burns so pale. Bright eyes.
Delicious.
That's well, judging from the audience applause, you get 10 out of 10, but I'm going to dock you one mark for using sound effects, which aren't allowed, which gives you 9 out of 10. Well done. Now we go on to suitcases. And you'll be delighted to know that the teams are going on holiday. And for reasons that are too complicated to go into, they have to pack their suitcases entirely with objects beginning with a letter that I shall give them. The other team can challenge if they think that any of the objects will have difficulty fitting into a suitcase, and the packing team will then provide suitable, far-fetched explanations as to how they intend to cram them in. And we're going to start this one with Tim and Denise, and you're going to start with the letter T.
Toast. Some toast in there.
Trombone.
Trombone, of course.
Yes.
We'd need a trombone. Yeah. Tin of sardines.
Yes. Trampoline.
Certainly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A challenge there from Graham Gunn.
How big is this tin of sardines?
That's not a challenge, that's a question. Question from Graham Gunn.
It's a lot smaller than the suitcase.
I accept that.
Right.
Certainly doesn't begin with T.
Scones. I always have scones with tea.
Oh.
Okay, carry on, Denise.
2-0, Clipper.
Teeth. Spare pair.
Challenge from Barry Crump.
Teeth do not fold.
Yes, they do. Back on themselves. You know, false teeth. Fold right. You know, the yakety teeth.
Jim has taken his out and demonstrated. I think we have to accept it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll support that
transvestite
explanation.
Tarantula.
Tarantula, certainly. Mm. I wouldn't go with that one. A tango.
Theatre.
Tortoise.
Treacle.
Treacle, of course. Certainly. All the tortoise.
Yes.
Toad. To go for the tarantula to eat.
Oh, yes, mm. Yes, very good. Yes, well, how kind. You're
yes.
So kind.
Yes, well, I like to think that on holiday I've got a tin of peas, tin of soup,
tin of jam,
yes, tin of tins. Yes,
that was a wonderful film, tin of tins.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
Tobago,
yes.
Challenge from Ben.
Tobago. One bago would be enough, sure.
And I'll uphold it.
I've got to uphold that one.
I think I'd better uphold
that. You keep
that
your
one.
Private life.
At least show the audience.
Yes, I think I'd better uphold that one on behalf of the listeners and ask Barry and Graham to pack their suitcase with things beginning with the letter B.
B. A bus.
Oh. Challenge, noisy challenge.
Yeah, I think we buzz together in unison.
We do, don't we? Yeah.
Well, something about it, I'm sorry. Who wishes to express the challenge?
I was going to ask, of whom is it a bus? Queen Victoria? Somebody like that?
No, bus.
A bus
wouldn't go in there. I said bus.
Oh, bus.
Well,
challenge from Tim.
I would dispute that a bus would go into it, apart from anything else.
Bus is Elizabethan for kiss. This is a little...
Okay, Elizabethanly speaking, I challenge that a kiss would go in the suitcase.
Prove it.
You can't have a bus. There's either no bus or six all come at the same time. You can't, have a bus.
Well, I mean, what can you say to a person like this? I mean...
I give up.
You can say, let's go on to the next round. It's lost. Denise and Tim win that one, as they've won all the others so far.
Better playing this game than with Willie. I can't.
And that puts you ahead. Now then, we're going to play a silly party game. And the party game concerned is the one that everyone knows. It's musical chairs. The music will be provided by Colin Sell. And each time the music stops, we're going to take away one chair. Ah, nice.
Tim, don't cry like that.
With a monstrous lack of chivalry there, all the men sat down and Denise has been disqualified. She's going to come sit next to me. That's right, you sit next to me, Denise. Well, that was interesting. Some chairs have materialized from nowhere. But Graham Garden, you're disqualified for sitting next to me.
That
We're left with Barry and Tim. Start off now. I was left standing, and therefore Tim Brooke Taylor wins that particular round. Tim Brooke Taylor. Short pause now while the chairs are put back in position. And here's where we go on to the next round, which is called Sounds Peculiar. This is where we play to each member of the panels a sound effect, and they have to identify it, and I shall judge whether they identify it correctly or not. We're going to start with you, Tim Brooke Taylor. Here's your sound effect. Right, Tim.
I wondered what
now,
that
I'd like you to identify that sound.
Sorry, Hans. I wondered what that microphone was doing in my bathroom this morning. I think, in fact, that's Henry Cooper splatting it all over for the very, very last time.
And you're right.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Oh.
Okay, Barry Cryer, here's your sound effect coming up now.
That's Cyril Smith testing waterbeds. Or Ralph Reader's Digest.
Well, you got it right at last, Barry. Let's just hear that one again.
Joan Collins' autobiography, isn't it?
Well, you're right that time, too. So, Denise, here's your sound effect. Now, what do you think that was, Denise?
Well, it sounded like Cyril Smith losing the Battle of the Bulge. Definitely letting it all hang out, yes.
Yes, I would agree with that,
isn't
it?
I agree with it,
yes. And the audience obviously agrees with it.
Yes.
Who am I among so many? So, Graham. Graham Garden, here's your sound effect. Graham, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Now,
wait till you hear my answer. That must have been the staff of the Times making sure that nobody heard the first cuckoo until the paper was back on.
And with that spontaneous burst of applause from the audience, Graham, you win that round. Put you ahead now. We go on to Mornington Crescent. I've had a letter from a listener who asked why, up to now, we've never played the alternative diagonal rule.
Well, it's not very good.
I think he has a point. I thought it might be a little bit complicated for this, but we'll try it. We'll try it. This simply means the diagonal moves alternately, please. Mm. And I shall keep a check.
Is that by teams, Hunt, for alternate people?
By teams.
Right.
And is that 1-3-5 or 2-4-6?
2-4-6.
2-4-6?
Yeah, well, you're one.
You've been reading my mail again. And
I've been meeting him.
Okay.
So have I. Yeah.
Right. Now then, you've had time to think about that, Tim. So, Denise, I think you can start this one.
Oh, dear. This is very difficult. Yes.
He's prompting her, Hans.
It's the first time.
Yes, it's very difficult. Yeah.
She's never done the show before.
You never forget the first time.
I'm reliably advised Ladbroke Grove.
St. Pancras.
Mornington Crescent. See?
Well,
you have to.
246.
It doesn't matter.
He's right.
Yes, I am right. Well, that's the trouble with the way.
Oh, all right, all right, all right.
Barry, all right, all I think the more complicated it is, and funnily enough, the easier it is to get to the end. I don't know why.
Oh, shut up.
Barry, we'll play another round of that, because that one, I think you were a bit bewildered by the formation there. So.
Not bewildered. No.
Misled.
Misled, yeah.
All right, Barry, you start another game.
Birdcage Walk.
Oh, no. Southampton Row.
The Mall.
Vine Street.
Oh, Drury Lane.
Evershort Street.
Camden Town.
Finchley Road.
Uxbridge Road.
Golders Green Road.
Goldhawk Road.
Platt Lane.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
In fact, you overlooked a faulty diagonal there halfway through, but it's your responsibility to challenge it. So, Barry and Graham, there's a challenge there from Tim Brooke-Taylor. Too late, I've switched it off. And we go on to the blissful moment in the programme where I sit back and let the teams announce their late arrivals to the Gourmet's Ball. Yeah.
There's the unbearably cocky Saint-Jacques.
Oh, look, there's Mr. Benedict and his former wife, ex-Benedict.
Oh, yeah. Will you welcome, please, all the way from Australia?
Possibly.
That Aborigine, possibly. No, probably, please. That Aborigine family, the Belongs. The Belongs and their hermaphrodite child, Wilma Bill Belong.
Oh, no.
Birdcage Walk.
Morning, Mr. Crescent.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen. All the way from New Zealand. Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Spy and their sheep farmer son, Shepherd Spy.
Mesdames et messieurs, will you welcome, please, Monsieur et Madame à la King and their cowardly son, Chicken à la King.
Followed closely by a prominent member of the Quebec Protestant movement, yes, whose slogan is Canada l'Orange.
Oh. Welcome, please, Carrie Daniel. Who has come with Rosemary? And about time, too. May not be funny, but it's got spice.
Oh, dear, there are two punk gate crushers.
Oh, no, not
yes,
dear
I'm
at all.
Yes, I'm afraid so. It's Sid Vichy Soir. And with him, he has some unintelligent croutons.
White flag.
Yes, exactly. Will you welcome, please, from Bonnie Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. Chips and their naughty son, Scampion Chips. Oh, there's John Bird with a party of friends. Walter Pigeon. Donald Pheasants. Don Partridge and Robert Poulet.
We're all going to be thinking of bird names.
And George Woodcock. Oh, give him the chance.
I'm not one of the crowd.
All the way from sunny Italy, Mr. and Mrs. Stroni and their daughter Minnie Stroni. And her auntie Pasta.
And Mr. and Mrs. Purvaday and their daughter Sue Purvaday.
There, sitting all alone on her own, is a respectable French lady, Sol Bun Fam.
I beg your pardon, I'm not in a hurry with this.
Spotted the Yorkshire gourmet by Gumroni. And there's the chef showing us his speciality. I wish he wouldn't do that.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Toast and their good food spy son, Egon.
Oh, excellent. Will you welcome, please, Claude Crabb? Especially dressed for the occasion. His Baron of Beef and his Randy son, Sir Loin.
And all the way from China, Mr. and Mrs. Noodle and their son, Chris P. Noodle.
Oh, come in, digestion.
There's bread and butter pudding.
And here come Mr. and Mrs. Aspic and their naughty daughter, Cherry Sin Aspic.
Mrs. Cardo Pear and their posh daughter, Ava Cardo Pear.
And that's it. Denise Coffey has won out of sight.
Not forgetting the Chokehart family and their son, Artie Chokehart.
Mr. and Mrs. Specially Delicious Asparagus just flown in, but don't look at the price. You notice it till the end and then you'll scream. And son, Ivor Specially Delicious Asparagus.
Oh, it's time for Denise Coffey.
And dessert.
Denise Coffey, having salvaged her team from complete disaster in the Strand, means that Barry and Graham win. And we shall all be with you again same time next week. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Denise Coffey were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them for music. The programme was produced by Jeffrey Perkins.